The City of Estevan's 2023 budget received approval from Estevan City Council at Monday night's meeting. This year's financial plan does not include an increase to the water consumption rates or the municipal portion of property tax. There could still be a property tax increase for the education share. Council first studied the budget at a special meeting on December 5, with each of the department heads discussing their plans for 2023. Then the city posted the fiscal plan on its website just before Christmas, giving the public a little more than a month to provide feedback. City manager Jeff Ward said the city received just one comment since then. A resident suggested all traffic lights on 4th Street, Kensington Avenue, King Street and 13th Avenue should have the countdown for the Don't Walk sign, reflecting how long it will take before a green light changes to yellow. The city has been gradually installing the countdown since 2017. Ward noted Norm Mack, the manager of the Public Works Roads and Drainage Division, has been working with the city's traffic light distributor so that countdowns are installed as control panels are upgraded. There has also been discussion of adding a beep for when it is safe for pedestrians to cross. I know Norm has a price for that, so we will be working on those items as identified, said Ward. Councillor Rebecca Ford noted that last year saw a lot of high-profile upgrades to the community, such as the refurbishment of the water tower and beautification efforts. I think it's important to note that 2023 is also going to be a year of upgrades and big important things happening. They just might not be the facelift that this past year had. Councillor Kirsten Walliser added that she has had lots of positive feedback regarding snow removal, as opposed to what has been seen in other parts of the province. The biosolids incinerator would be an example of the not-so-flashy improvements, Walliser said. They really do set us up for success moving forward, said Walliser. Biosolids are currently being disposed of at the landfill, causing some issues for equipment. It was noted during budget deliberations in December that the city spends about $200,000 just trucking sludge from the wastewater treatment plant to the landfill and treating it there. The incinerator would cost about $225,000. Those solids can be dehydrated, put into a pellet and incinerated. The budget also calls for installation of roof HVAC units for the Estevan Leisure Center and work on the roof. A new score clock for Affinity Place that is the legacy project from the 2022 Centennial Cup. Completion of the Westview Outdoor Warm-Up Shack. Ongoing sidewalk rehabilitation. And continued work on the water main replacement program and residential road improvements. Councillor Shelley Varoba pointed out that while the city was able to hold the line on property taxes, a lot of communities in Saskatchewan and Alberta are approving increases. In the past, I've had people saying, how do we keep going 0% property tax increases? It's due to the proper management of the funds that are there, and making sure we apply for different grants that we're able to do zero again this year. Mayor Roy Ludwig thanked City Council and administration for getting to this point. He noted that paying down debt has allowed the city to save a lot of money on interest payments. The budget indicates the long-term debt could be $12.9 million by the end of the year. Councillor Lindsay Clark wanted to know if the snowfall that Estevan received in December would impact this year's budget. Ward pointed out since the snow happened last year, the invoices would be coded to the 2022 year.